poll, most say there should have been more competition to replace Biden. By Hannah Knudsen on August 1, 2024. Most people believe there should have been more competition to replace President Joe Biden in the 2024 presidential race, as Democrat leaders essentially coronated Vice President Kamala Harris for Democrat voters, a recent Harvard-Harris survey found. The survey asked respondents, should there have been more competition to nominate a replacement to Biden? Or was it important to show unity and coalesce behind Vice President Harris? Overall, most, 57%, said there should have been more competition to nominate a replacement for Biden, while 43% disagreed, asserting it was important to show unity and coalesce behind Harris. A breakdown of opinions by political affiliation shows that over a quarter of Democrats, 27%, believe there should have been more competition for the nomination to replace Biden, a sentiment shared by a majority of Republicans and independents, 85% and 60%, respectively. On the flip side, 73% of Democrats maintain that it was important to show unity and coalesce behind Harris, but only 40% of independents and 15% of Republicans agree. However, most across the board, 71%, believe Biden stepping down showed that he listened to voters, given the results from recent polling suggesting that Democrats wanted him out of the race. Nevertheless, 29% disagree, stating that the move was undemocratic and goes against the will of 14 million voters who supported Biden in the Democratic primary earlier this year. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. The survey was taken July 26 to 28, 2024, among 2,196 registered voters, and comes as Democrat leaders have essentially coronated Harris as their replacement for Biden, despite not one Democrat voter casting a ballot for her as the top of the ticket candidate. The lack of enthusiasm was clearly displayed last week when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, emphatically announced his support for Harris. So now that the process has played out from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris, Schumer excitedly announced, clapping his hands and failing to realize, apparently, that the grassroots process did not play out, as no one had cast a vote for Harris as the Democrats' nominee for president. That aside, no one else was clapping after that remark, prompting Schumer to awkwardly add, "I'm clapping. You don't have to." At another point, Schumer announced that Harris had secured a majority of delegates, triumphantly declaring that she will beat Donald Trump and become the next president of the United States of America. Again hearing no applause, he pointed to the audience, wagging his finger and asking, "Applause?" No one applauded,